they love some antenna and catch signals with it. Because most of the times we build stuff that we don't use. But we need to use stuff that we build and build stuff that we use. And I'm telling you that there are very few things which are as satisfying as listening to signals from the stuff that you've built. And this is the stuff that you've built, you know, from scratch. You didn't have a printed circuit board, you did not use integrated circuits, you basically put the most primitive and the basic components together, and it's come alive as a radio. So I think an important thing for you is to put up an antenna and start listening to the signals, because that actually will give you the real feel of what's happening. And you've been told that there's an oscillator signal which is mixing with the incoming signal and producing audio, but exactly how it sounds, right? You start hearing the signal, you know, how does the audio vary, you know, what's wrong with that audio, all these things you know only. I mean, it's like, you know, you build a cycle. You've heard about how a cycle rides, but you've never ridden the cycle yourself. And that's the liberating feeling, you know. The first time you ride the cycle and you're able to balance it on your own and, you know, you go across the speed. So, I think that excitement is something that you shouldn't miss out on. Whereas here, it's parts of less than probably $2 that you've put together, and somebody else has a similarly small and primitive set at the other end of the world, and you're able to communicate purely based on your own crafts. It's like saying, you know, I'll build an aircraft which can fly around the earth, right, without requiring anybody else's support. So you're able to communicate and replicate that. That actually is a very enabling thing, right? That you are sovereign with yourself. You say, I can communicate without requiring all this stuff. And I have mastered that part of technology which does not require a $1 trillion industry to back me up. I can do the same thing here. So that's actually the, you know, the amazing part of what you've done, which is, you know, being completely independent with your communications. I mean, God forbid, you know, you have to do it, but the fact that you can do it is what's really great about you. So congratulations to you all, guys. I'd like to, you know, hook you up with the people in India who build a similar radio. And probably, you know, we actually have a WhatsApp group which posts, you know, pictures of what they've done, etc. And all these people are, you know, going around applying to colleges, probably, you know, same colleges that you guys might be applying to. About 50% of them are coming to the US for their higher education, undergrad. So, but nevertheless, and this is something which will stay, because at least in India, I know this, that the electronics engineers who have never soldered components together. You know, they're just doing simulations on computer. And you've actually built this thing, so that's actually the important thing, that you have the physical skills as well as the intellectual skills to pull these things off. And going forward, it's the same doggone things which you're going to repeat over and over again. It's the same resistors, same capacitors, if you choose electronics as a career. And it's actually not a bad thing to choose if you're a lazy person, because you don't have to lift very heavy things when you do electronics. Second thing is, your mom wouldn't mind it, as opposed to, you know, doing mechanical stuff where you take over the garage, you know, you're bringing wheels in, you're switching on engines. Here, there's nothing. I mean, you can pack everything into a small box and store it under your bed until it's time for you to then put it on. So even as a hobby, whether you do this or you do Arduinos or you do Raspberry Pis, it's a low footprint stuff which you can, you know, do whatever. So that's about that. We did CubeSats, and I was just asking these guys, do you have a ground station here or not? And the important thing here is to listen to the CubeSats. Okay, actually, the radio that you built, if it was built for a slightly different frequency and added an Arduino into it, can actually receive the CubeSats. Okay, so what you do is you make these antennas out of tape measure, you know, out of measuring tape, the steel measuring tape, put it onto a pipe. It's called a Yagi antenna, and you can actually point it towards a satellite and track it. Now, I'm telling you that that's important, because unless you know what you're trying to build, unless you've seen it, unless you've heard of it, it's very difficult to imagine it. Okay? So start listening to these sacraments. They're very easy to listen to. And as you start listening to it, the telemetry comes down. So then you know, oh, you said, you know, today the battery of this CubeSat is a little down. You know, I wonder what's happening. So you get a life perspective to the life of a satellite up in space. Okay? How are its solar panels doing? And there are very interesting things which you can do. For example, when it's tumbling in space, okay? And it's got these six solar panels, and they are all reporting the voltage across each of the solar panels. So if you actually plot them, you can see it will up and down as the satellite is tumbling. So without having any other sensor, you can actually figure out how it's tumbling. Okay? When you listen to the frequency as it comes in, there's this Doppler thing, right? So it sounds, the pitch is higher, and as it goes over it, it goes behind you, the pitch is lower. So you have a sense of it coming, you know, into you and going past you. So all these things are intuitive. You know, it's like having read the book on football, but you know, you get onto the field and you're trying to chase a ball. It's very different from, you know, getting the maths of it. So get it down to the intuition part of it. That's very important, as you know, future engineers or people, you know, working with STEM, that maths is there, but you have an intuitive feel of this maths. And to do that, you need to listen. You know, when we started out with satellites, the way it would work is, okay, the satellite, you know, you just keep waiting for the satellite to come, then you start hearing it, you say, okay, it's come today at 5 p.m. Then tomorrow at 5 p.m. it doesn't come. It comes at 5:20 p.m. And the next day it comes at 5:40 p.m. And then it comes at 6 p.m. So you know that it's shifting by 20 minutes a day. Then you figure out that, okay, you know, the orbit goes that way once, and then it goes that way, and you know, it just keeps, the orbit keeps shifting because Earth is shifting, you know, every 24 hours. And then a new orbit comes up there. So you say, okay, past 5:20, the orbit still again start at 5 p.m. because, you know, it's like, so that will, you know, that intuition is actually maths, but you're not working out very complicated algorithms here. It's all in your mind, you know. So you know that the frequency is coming up, the pitch of the satellite is, you know, coming up, then you know, okay, it's approaching me. And you say, okay, it's gone, and a little while it will go away. And then you know that you need to point the antenna to the horizon to catch it very early on. And these are all things, it's almost like fishing or hunting or, you know, one of those primitive human skills to be able to hunt these satellites. And once you do that, you have an intuitive feel of life of the satellite itself. You know, the battery is going down, you know, the temperature is going up. The temperature on one side is going up because that's facing the sun. But in the night, the temperatures fall inside the satellite, everything is cooled down, and you know the temperatures are coming down. So it's almost like sitting inside the satellite and saying, oh, it was very cold there, it's minus 50 degrees, now it's gone up to 40 degrees. So then you know what it feels to be there, and then you start building this stuff, right? I mean, today we were looking at this radio and we wanted to know how good it's doing, and what you do is you put a bit of, you know, wet your finger and stick it to the transistor, and you say, oh, it's hot enough, it must be doing well. You know, that kind of a thing. So I think it's important to get your hands dirty with this. So even before you build the satellite, start listening to other satellites and start looking at, I mean, some of these papers which are written by people who built CubeSats are over your head, doesn't matter. Read them all the same. Okay, start reading this stuff. There's a lot of people who have built satellites, you know, CubeSats. There's one CubeSat which has gone to Moon. There are CubeSats which are being sent to Mars. Just start reading these. Okay, 3-4 pages, fairly intense, but that's alright, you can do that. Read these, you have a sense of what science reads like. You know? I mean, I didn't know a lot of things about this. For example, in an academic paper, okay, people go to extreme lengths to hide their own identity, and I didn't know why they would do this. For example, they wouldn't say, I did this. It said, and the authors did so and so, etc. The idea was that the paper that you write will be given to another bunch of people who will evaluate to see whether what you've written is true or not, whether you've just been, you know, fibbing your way through this science or you've actually done it. And those people should not know whether you're friends or not, whether you know each other otherwise or not. So it's called peer review, right? So this peer review which happens, the references which are given, you have to be very honest with what you're doing. You can't claim anybody else's work as your work. These are all the things that you know if you start reading papers, okay? They may be a little above your level, but you should always try reading this stuff which you don't understand. It's very important because you understand 40% of it, but it keeps coming back to you. What did they mean by this attitude control? What is, you know, PID control? You know, it says that you have to integrate, you have to differentiate simultaneously to, you know, get control of something. And that's very non-intuitive. You either integrate or you differentiate, but you know, how are you, what are you talking about doing these two? You may not understand it then, but when you are trying to build this, then you understand, okay, you know, this, both of them are required to do different things while controlling the spin of the satellite, etc. So, that's, I think, a great takeaway. I must have, you know, printed out at least 1,000 pages before we built our first satellite. Just going through other people's experience and reaching out to them. You know, there's this mailing list called AMSAT, Burton Board. Just get onto it and keep asking people questions. And people would love to show off, by the way. I mean, all docky people love to show off. And no one has asked them anything serious in their lives. So, you know, you said, okay, you built a satellite, you know, so show me how you did it. Oh man, they're so happy to do it. So there's a lot of tribal knowledge. There are very few books available which says, you know, how I built my satellite or whatever. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people who are dying to tell you this. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be friends with them. For two reasons. One, of course, that they have incredible knowledge. Second is, they might be your bosses in the future. Okay, there are people working at NASA, there are people at AMSAT, there are people working at SpaceX. And they are willing to share their knowledge all the time on the internet. So that's an actually important thing for you guys to do. Find out who these people are, get mentorship. I mean, in India, a lot of you guys know our Indian heritage here. You have a concept of a guru, right? That is one person who may not know more than you, by the way, okay? But who you, is elderly, who will sort of mentor you through these things. So you take on to a guru in space and stick to that person, and you know, she'll guide you through stuff saying, okay, this is how you do it. Okay, that's the person you need to go and speak with. Develop your social network of geeks. Okay, that's an important thing. I mean, that's what happens with us, radio hams. For example, Bob of Naval Academy, okay? He was a mentor to me when he was a ladies ham. I said, never met him. I met him along with Bill, and he actually passed on a transponder. He said, you know, the government of US is not going to fly this, take this and fly it away. I mean, there was a full satellite which he, you know, just dropped into my lap and ran away. And it's very interesting because these guys are very flexible with their knowledge, but at the same time, they want to know that you're serious enough to do what you're doing. So that's it. I mean, I don't have much else to tell you, but